Red-nosed young drunk of 30 and would have bored me ordinarily.
The Barstool Preacher!
Oh, what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Cut my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse a
beer.
I could really use a beer.
Beer! Beer!
What's the name of the song we sing in the day? Congregation, I said, can I get an amen?
Yeah! Why are you in a bar?
Bite me, that's why, douchebag.
And the music is always cowboy, hillbilly, and Mexican. Absolutely the worst program in the entire history of the country, and nobody can do anything about it.
Howdy. Man, howdy and welcome. Sorry, I had to... cough there for a second. There's another one. Good Lord. Howdy and welcome once again to yet another installment of the Gospel According to the Barstool Preacher. That's right. Oh, I am giving you a normal show tonight. Well, I mean, I guess they're all as normal as you can contemplate them to be. But I'm going back to the basics, back to how the show sort of started out. More rockabilly and cowpunk and things of that nature. Not going to be doing metal, or there'll be no Bauhaus on tonight's show. Although I did get quite a few responses. You guys tend to like the off-kiltered shows every now and then, because I guess it's kind of a nice break, apparently. So, thank you for all the responses I got. Man. Today's been a rough day for me. I went down to Ventura for the better part of the day and got my neck tattooed, and it bled a lot. And it's weird because it didn't really hurt that much. It was more uncomfortable the way I had to sit, but my God, my neck just bleeds, and it looked like a crime scene. There was blood all over the bench I was laying on, and it was pretty bad. But I'm really happy with the piece that my buddy Howie. He gave me over Howie at Scratch the Surface. If you're in Ventura, you might want to check that place out. Scratch the Surface Tattoo on Main Street. It's a good place, good people. I will be going back. Yes, indeed. I didn't think it was going to take quite as long as it did, so I got a late start on tonight's show. So hopefully I don't black out drunk by the, before the end of it, because I'm drinking whiskey, folks, because it's been a long day, and my neck hurts, so I'm getting a drink, so deal with it. Alrighty. Well, here's some more information for you. If you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at barstoolpreacher@yahoo.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Kick. Everything is Todd Bugs, @ToddBugs, whatever, so feel free to go check that out. Stalk me over there. If you want to give me a call, 530-618-BUGS is a damn fine way to do it. 530-618-2847. And you can leave me a voicemail and you can request a song. Got the collection plate. I did get some collection plate offerings I was going to play last week, but obviously last week's show turned into something different. So I'm playing them this week, but I'm not going to play the collection plate theme. So I'll just have to tell you when those songs come up, because they're great songs. And yeah, that's. And let's see, if you want to ship me something, you want to send me a CD, you want to send me a t-shirt, whatever you think I deserve, P.O. Box 816, Lake Hughes, California, 93532 is a mighty fine way to do that, and I appreciate any and everything that you send me. Speaking of any and everything, if you want to buy me a bottle of whiskey, I'll even take tequila or, you know, wine. Hell, you want to buy me a nice bottle of wine, I'm down for that, for show, for shizzle. So you can do that by going to bevmo.com, bevmo.com, buy a bottle, whatever you think it is that I want. You can buy me, well, I was going to say you can buy me beer, but I don't really drink beer anymore. So, but if there's a beer that you really want me to drink, as long as it's not like Pabst Blue Ribbon, I'm not drinking that, or Bud Light, or Miller Light, or anything like that. So, I don't know. You want to give me some Rogue, or some Arrogant Bastard beers, or something like that, maybe I'll give that a shot. But all you got to do is go to bevmo.com. Search the old interweb store page there. Buy the bottle that you think that I would like. Have it sent to the Palmdale, California store. And then shoot me an email, barstoolpreacher@yahoo.com. Tell me it's over there. And I will cruise over to Palmdale whenever I'm in the neighborhood. And I'll pick the bottle up. I tell you what, it works. I've got a couple bottles of Jack Daniels that way. And I appreciate each and every one of them. Thank you guys so much. So let's keep that rolling. That'd be really cool. I could actually use another bottle. I really like Red Stag and Fireball. So if you're taking notes, some good Jim Beam Red Stag, the cherry. Speaking of that, I'm drinking it right now with lemonade, man. This is a summertime drink, I tell you. Hold on. That is so tasty. And it's actually not summer anymore, it's fall. And I swear to God, it dropped 15 degrees, 20 degrees in the last couple days. Like, it went from hot to nice. Kind of too warm, but nice. Anyway, what the hell? Let's get back to talking about the show. I don't know what the deal is with my coughing here. You can get the Gospel According to the Barstool Preacher show over there at RadioBillyFM.com. RadioBillyFM.com is the home to many a great shows. You've got a bunch of great shows. I just noticed right when I was loading this whole thing up, getting ready to go here, that there's a new Billy Billy Video Billy out. So go check that out. I think if I read the post correctly, that old Jarvis is showing a new Lords of the Highway video. I think that's what I read. I haven't had a chance to get over there yet because I wanted to get onto this show right away. But you can go over to RadioBillyFM.com. You can listen to the new Psychobilly Garden Party. There's always Lone Star Texas Billy Radio, should be coming back soon. Like I said, Billy, Billy, Billy. We've got Rec House Radio. LJ did a rundown recently. Lolly V is supposedly working on a show again, so we'll get her back in the mix. Haven't heard from Sly in a while. Hope he's doing all right. But over at RadioBillyFM.com on the main page, there's a blog that Nate's been doing. There's a store where you can buy the new Lords of the Highway record, as a matter of fact. Go watch that Billy, Billy, Video, Billy. See if you like the video, you like the song. Then go to the store and buy the damn CD. Yeah, that's the way to do it. I haven't looked on there in a little while, but there should be some Luck of the Draw CDs available there as well. And I think they're all autographed. So if you want a CD with a bunch of scribblings on the cover, then go ahead and buy it from Barry. I think they're $245 plus shipping and handling, and you'll want to get insurance because I said they're all signed. I didn't say who they were signed by, but they're all autographed. And so, yeah, you want to make sure you get that insured. And what was the shirts? Barry was having shipping was like $10 to the States, $20 to around the world, and then like $250,000 to Mars. So Yeah, he works his prices out pretty well. So, yeah, go check all that out. This show is also rebroadcast weekly at Bazooka Radio at BaltimoreCyclebilly.com. It's also available on the Stitcher app. And, you know, if you have a smartphone, you can check that out. I do believe it is also in the Zune Marketplace or whatever. Google Play. I don't know what the hell it's called. I have Apple products. I have an Android for work, and it's a pretty decent phone, but I prefer my iPhone. So, and, of course, as always, you can listen to this show weekly over at PodunkRadio.com. Podunk Radio is another incredible 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, live most of the time streaming radio station. There's a lot of good stuff over there you need to check out. There's a couple metal shows. There's some punk shows. There's a psychobilly show. I think Schizel Joel. Is that it? I don't get to listen to as much as I would like to. Between listening to music that I have to listen to because I have to review it for the magazine, and then listening to the shows and stuff that I want to listen to, and then listening to just plain old music that I want to listen to, I just don't have enough time in the day. I mean, generally I'm listening to music and podcasts and whatnot in my vehicle when I'm driving or whatever. And it's hard to get streaming radio that way. I do have a way because I have a mobile hotspot, so I can actually get some of it. But a lot of times it gets spotty and it falls out. So I try to listen to Podunk as much as I can, but a lot of times the shows fall out because of where I live and driving down the canyon and all. It's just kind of, it's frustrating. It really is. I wish I could listen to more. But PodunkRadio.com is a really cool place. If you've never been, you ought to at least go check it out. Just swing by and check it out, because while the DJs are live, there's a chat. You can get in on the chat and you can request songs live. You can interact with the folks that are listening, and it is really cool. I've done live shows in the past, and that chat really keeps it interesting, really keeps it fun. So I implore you, go check out podunkradio.com. All right, folks. Like I said, this is getting back to the basics. I'm just doing a good old Americana rock and roll, rockabilly, whatever show. I got some fun stuff in here. I think there's possibly stuff I've played before, but, well, actually there's one in particular I know I have, but I'm looking at the list here, and I think some of this stuff I haven't, so hopefully you dig it. Like I said, and I've said in the past number of weeks too, if you like it, let me know. If you don't like it, let me know. If you got something that you want me to play or someone you want me to talk to or whatever, just let me know, goddammit. That's all you gotta do. If you let me know, then I'll get on it, and then you'll be happy and I'll be happy. So there you go. I open up tonight's show with Blue Collar Combo doing the tune My Boppin' Baby off of the great new the debut release of Blue Collar Combo. It's called Introducing Blue Collar Combo. It is now available on CD Baby, iTunes, and a whole bunch of other, Amazon probably, and maybe Spotify and all that. So do yourself the favor. Go out of your way, even if you have to. It's worth it. Go get this damn record. Introducing Blue Collar Combo. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't think of exactly how many tracks there is, but there's 10, 11, 12 songs, something like that. And each song is a hit. These guys are great. These guys are so good live. Just good dudes. They just played Viva last year in the main ballroom and killed. They were so good. And I'm not just saying it because I like them. I truly mean it. They're one of the greatest new Americana bands that I've heard in a while. They're fantastic. And I think the guitar singer, Travis, he is an incredible guitarist, a great vocalist, and these guys, they're a great band. So I tell you, go check them out. If you don't believe me, go get the latest, or what is it? I don't know what issue of Rod and Culture Illustrated. Traditional Rod and Culture Illustrated. There was a review by me of this record, and I said pretty much the same thing. It's a great record. So like I said, I started out with Blue Collar Combo doing My Boppin' Baby, and I think it's great. I've chewed the flap a little bit here too long, so I'm going to get out of here and go back into the music. Here's a little Duckin' cover doing You Sound So Angry. You Sound So Angry. Duckin' cover. No, I think they're Southern California band. I think the record's called something like the Pasadena Recordings or the Pasadena Incident. I don't know. But yeah, here's some Duckin' cover with some other great bands, and I will be back in a bit. Thank you.
so angry. You look so pale. I'm so glad I'm getting out of this jail. I'm getting out of your wicked ways. My love for you is all gone astray. 'Cause you sound so angry. You look so pale. You were the last one I kissed before we say goodnight. You were the first one I saw when I opened my eyes. I'm getting out of your wicked ways. My love for you is all gone astray. 'Cause you sound so angry. You look so pale.
somebody tell me, where did she go? The light around the jukebox is getting dimmer. The stools won't be still anymore. Someone, please, please tell me, what are those weary, weary sounds? I hear lonesome dogs howling. There's little devils dancing all around.
Except his plan to hide his pain. And now and again, he looks in all of him. And now and again, he looks in on shame. And I feel something so sometimes I can't explain it, and I cannot contain it, and it cannot be named. And I feel something so sometimes, something so sacred, something so naked, something so vain. Shame. And every now and again, oh, every now and again, shame, shame, shame. And a righteous man, he ain't scared of nothing. He has been there before. Yes, I've seen him here before. And a righteous man, he don't beg, steal, or borrow. Knows redemption tomorrow. He don't look back on pain. Shame, shame, shame. Shame, shame, shame. Every now and again, something so sometimes, something so sacred, something so naked, something so vain. Shame, 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 shame. And every now and again,
we'll be right back.
Just like that. I'm back. Ah, how about that? Let me give you a quick rundown of the songs that we just heard in that last block. I started that out with a little band called Duck and Cover. And they played the song, You Sound So Angry. Then we heard a little tune from the 45s doing the song Daddy, Rolling Stone. After the 45s, a little Ramblin' Red Bailey doing 8 weeks in a Barroom. And when I first seen that, I thought, that's a great song. I'm going to play it because I thought it said 8 weeks in a bathroom. So I thought it was all about diarrhea. And here it was all about 8 weeks in a barroom. Oh, well, my mistake. Let's see. After a little Ramblin' Red Bailey, we heard some Charlie Overby doing the tune Shame. After Charlie, we heard some King Sicklebilly in his one-man band, or however it's called, doing the tune That's What Really Hurts. And then close it out there with the Phantom Creeps doing Black Rose. So there you go, y'all. We're all up to date. That's right. So far, at least. This next block's got... Oh, wait a minute. Yes, this next block has the collection plate-ish stuff. Like I said, I'm not going to play the collection plate theme, intro, music, whatever, but it's going to be Hellfire Revival. I got a couple from them coming up. I got some other stuff in there that's going to be cool. Before I get into that, though, if you are in the Southern California area, or you plan on being in the Southern California area in December... Wow, I didn't write the date. What a dummy. Wait. On the 16th of December, 2012, Stevie Tombstone will be playing the Rock Inn in Lake Hughes, California. Now, how damn cool is that? I think on the 15th he's playing in Ventura, and the 14th he's playing around L.A. So he's going to be out and about if you're in Southern California Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I think he's doing more than just that weekend, but that's all I can remember him telling me now. But honestly, if you listen to this show and you like Stevie Tombstone, I mean, how cool would it be to come to my hometown, my local bar, see Stevie play for a few hours, drink some beers with me, because God knows I'll be there, and hang out. It'd be fun. I think you guys should do it. Remember, write that date down right now, 12-16-2012, December 16th. It's a Sunday afternoon. It'll be like, you know, 1 to 4, something like that. I don't know. They usually have the... entertainment on Sundays play for a little while. They can, you know, play for 45 minutes, take a 15-minute break, play for 45 minutes, take a break. I know Stevie's got the catalog, so it's going to be great. It's going to be a really fun time, so I think you should check it out. 16th of December, come up to the Rock Inn, hang out with me and Stevie Tombstone, as well as some other hip and in-the-know folks, because that's where we're going to be. If you're in Southern California, you got a bike or something like that, as long as the weather is good, I recommend riding a bike up the hill. I mean, it's a great... That canyon is a great ride. You know, I've had many motorcycles that have gone up and down that canyon, and it's a really fun ride. So it'd be a great way to waste a Sunday afternoon, December 16th. Be sure to check that out, y'all. That's something else I want to talk about, but I forgot what it was. So I'm going to get back into music here. I'm going to start it out with some Astro Zombies doing Desperado, and then probably some Hellfire Revival. So check it out. Enjoy. I'll be back in a bit.
I was visiting a bar there, not unlike this one. They serve beer, not quite as good as this, but close. And in walks the biggest Mexican I have ever seen. Big as shit. Just walks right in like he owns a place. Nobody knew quite what to make or quite what to think. There he was, and in he walked.
He hold on me, stand my ass. Nobody cares what he asked for.
Joe.
Kill the last, kill the where, all around him now. Gun fight began, everybody he was crazy. He had a million guns, he killed them for free. He killed everyone except me. He had his darling, he was a daughter, he won't play more. He had a family, lost a hand, and now he's made. Since midnight, I go to the song.
I'm looking for a man who calls himself Bucho. That's all.
Hey, this is Theo from Hellfire Revival from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Barstool Preacher on Radio Billy FM.
Becomes a werewolf himself.
The time has come, my claws are clean.
Oh, yeah. And just like that, I'm back. I guess I'll go ahead and tell you what it is that we just heard in that last block. I started that out with some Astro Zombies doing Desperado. I followed that up with a couple from Hellfire Revival. There was the tune Carny Girl and Rockabilly Werewolf. After Hellfire Revival, we heard the Fuzz Riots doing the tune Go. Then we heard some Hillbilly Moon Explosion doing Ragdoll Baby, and then close it out there with the Polecats doing What Do I Get? I said there was going to be no Buzzcocks. No, I didn't say that. I said there was going to be no Bauhaus on tonight's show, but I didn't say anything about no Buzzcocks. So there you go. I like that cover. Polecats are really cool. I like those guys a lot. Just seen them recently at, I guess not so recently, but somewhat this year at the Viva Las Vegas Car Show. And they put on a hell of a show. They were actually really good. And I was kind of dorking out. I was pretty excited to see them. I hadn't seen them in a while. There was an event a number of years ago. And I can't remember the name of it exactly. It's escaping me. It was at the old downtown on 3rd Street. Some big hotel. Man, what was it? It wasn't the Shakedown, but it was similar to like the LA Shakedown. But it was this huge event and tons of bands, like 40 bands in 2 days and 10 stages and all that. And we played, and then the Guanabats played, and I think the Polecats played. I know Hank, wait a minute, it'll come to me. Wayne Hancock. I know he played because I watched his set. There was a whole bunch of great bands. And a bunch of cool vendors and stuff. It's really cool. So, I don't know. I'm pretty sure the Polecats played that one. Or maybe it was just the Guanabats. I think Tim sings for both. But I'm almost positive the Polecats played. But whatever. It was a great event. And the Polecats were great. For sure, I know that at the Viva Las Vegas Car Show this last year. So, yeah. I like the Polecats. It's a good band. Oh, man. I tell you what. This show's... Yeah, I guess it's not running too long. We're pretty much right on time. I was going to say, I've been working with my fellow bandmates in Luck of the Draw on a new record. We're pushing pretty heavy on it. We've got everything recorded except for vocal tracks and apparently background vocals on 2 songs. And then we're ready to mix, master, and get it out to the masses. I'm still hoping for a release date this year, but it's kind of fleeting. It might not happen. I don't know. We'll have to see. It'd be great if it could. Don't have a title for it. As a matter of fact, just today, when I was driving home from the tattoo parlor, I started thinking about it, and I think I got the album artwork, but I don't have a title. So if you've got a decent song record title that you think the record should be called, go ahead and email it to me, barstoolpreacher@yahoo.com. And I tell you what, if you give me a record title that works and that we use, I'll give you a special credit thank yous in the liner notes. I don't know. It ain't worth much. Maybe I'll give you that and a six-pack of Newcastle, you know, because that's the kind of guy I am. But other than that, there is a song that we've been playing for a while that we finally recorded. It's called Tale of the Lonely Lot Lizard. And it's all about a lot lizard trying to get in some big rigs and make some money, if you know what I mean. That kind of money. So... we wrote that song. We've been playing it for a while, and it's actually the lyrics are pretty good, if I do say so myself. It's rather explanatory. I don't know what the hell word I'm trying to say. Self-explanatory. And we're going to shoot a video for it. So if you got any video ideas, or if we need extras, we might need to get a hold of you. Basically, what we're going to do, Richie is the drummer, Richie Boom Boom. He's in charge. He's the one that's shooting the video, and he's doing the whole works. So I'm just going to say it now. Keep your ears to the ground. If you're in Southern California and we need some people for the video, we might be putting the word out. So if you have our smartphone app, that's a good way to keep in touch. If you have the update thing on it, I don't know what it's called, the push. If you have the push thing activated, then it'll tell you when we update the app. And if we're going to look for some extras, we're probably going to do it there. We might do it on the Facebook page, as much as I dislike the Facebook page. Might do it on the Reverb Nation page, which we'll probably do that because I like that. And Twitter, things of that nature. So if you're in Southern California and you might want to be in our video, you might want to keep an eye out for this. And I'll probably mention it again on the show when everything gets concrete and we get the word out that we're ready to do this. So it's not going to be, there's no live footage. We're not going to be playing or anything like that. It's basically going to be, it's going to be fun though. It's going to be us running around a truck stop and chasing hookers and stuff like that. So it'll be a good time. So I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know. Tale of the Lonely Lot Lizard. Even if you're not in it, once the video's done, maybe I'll send it over to Jarvis J. Spurwinkle and he can do a video Billy video for it. He can play it. Yeah. All right. Let me get into the music here. This is the last block of music before its last call, so get your drinks ready. There's a whole bunch of coffin stuff in this song, in this set. I'm going to start it off with the Coffin Nails doing Brand New Cadillac. I will be back in a bit. Get your drinks ready. I got to go get mine.
Once I fell in love and I didn't know why I did. in place. They're stepping in time, pulling the wagon with bodies inside. These evil things happen sometimes. God doesn't love you, and neither do I. Fell in, pulling with them victims of modern innovation. These tragic things happen sometimes. God doesn't love you, and neither do I.
Oh, come on, bring your end time.
Did it talk to you? Did you believe all that it had to say? Left in the presence of that light before. Not even real, and I'm just a story too.
bloody bed sheet.
Yeah. And now I'm heading down from Texas to the night. My soul for penance, love is like I'm full of pride. My lover loves me like I love dollars.
Train. Scream, lonely screams, as the train screeches to a halt. So that old whistle blows into your haunted depot. Getting on that train, it's all your fault. On this terror train, this terror train, this Transylvania terror train.
Last call. Last call. Before we get into that, let me just tell you what it is that we heard in that last block. I got a little distracted there. And oh, well. All right, we started off with some Coffin Nails doing Brand New Cadillac. Followed that up with a couple from the Coffin Cats. First song was Severing Ties, and then the second one was The Devil Asked. I gotta say, I'm really digging the Coffin Cats. I like that new record quite a bit. I think they're a really good band. So you gotta check them out. You already know who they are. Yeah, the Coffin Cats. Good band. After the Coffin Cats, I played some Peacocks doing I Want My Money Back. That's just got a rhythm to it. I Want My Money Back. Just saying that has a good melody to it. That's a good tune as well. Then we heard some Mr. Bad Wrench doing Texas 39, and then close it out there with Captain Clegg and the Night Creatures doing Transylvania Terror Train. That's right. Oh, man. It's been a night, I tell you what. It's coming to a rapid close here, too. This show is about over. Before we get into that, though, let me just tell you, if you want to email me, once again, the email address is barstoolpreacher@yahoo.com. Preacherman@radiobillyfm.com also works. Either one of those, I will get it, I will read it, and I will ridicule. I will talk about it. I won't ridicule you. Because most of you people that email me are nice. And you say nice things, and I like that. And I'm always, like I said, I'm always on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Kick, all those things. I am at Todd Bugs. So go check it out. My band has a Facebook page. There's a store on that page. So if you want to go buy our record, White Knuckles to the Wheel, Foot to the Floor, you can do so there. Or you can go to RadioBillyFM.com and see if it's there and buy it there, because that's an autographed copy, and then that's far more impressive than just buying a regular shrink-wrapped copy. All right, folks, it is last call. As always, that means we have time for one more. Before I play one more, I am going to do a shot of Fireball. So I got it right in front of me. Cheers. Who's drinking with me? I like that stuff. I really do. If you buy Fireball, when you get home, straight to the freezer. Throw it in the freezer. It won't solidify. Liquor doesn't solidify for some reason. It just gets icy cold and nice. So much better drinking shots of liquor when it's ice cold as opposed to room temperature. So heed my word, folks. Go to the freezer when you bring your whiskey home. All right, I'm trying to organize here. I got a little disorganized. I was doing too many things, and now my phone is totally just blowing up, and too much is going on here. It's all mostly Instagram stuff. How about that? I've been Instagramming pictures while I'm doing this show, and now I'm getting responses. So, very good. Good on you. If you're listening to this and you said, hey, late Saturday night, I was responding to his Instagram pictures. Well, then it was probably you. How about that? And if it wasn't you, get on Instagram and follow me over there at Todd Bugs. That's how it works. All right, I'm going to close out tonight's show with little Boneyard Brawlers doing the tune Sleepless, mainly because I like it. I think it's a really cool tune. And if you like that last song I played, the Captain Clegg and the Night Creatures, Transylvania Terror Train, the old Jesse Dayton as Captain Clegg. Jesse Dayton, goddamn, what a talent. Jesse Dayton as Captain Clegg, as well as the Boneyard Brawlers, are on the Rec House Radio Death of Radio Volume 1 compilation. So if you like either one of these two songs and you want to purchase them, I implore you to go to RadioBillyFM.com, go to the store, and buy the comp. It's a good comp. It really is. Track number 4 is substandard, but the rest of the record's really good. So go check it out. RadioBillyFM.com. Go to the store. Buy the record. All right, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for doing what it is that you do. I'm running long in the tooth here, so I'm getting out of here. Here is the Boneyard Brawlers doing Sleepless. I will more than likely see you next week. I got some stuff in the works. Oh, man. I don't want to break this streak. I'm putting a show out a week for... Hold on, let me do the math here. I'm doing one show every week. Let's see here. Oops, that's not what I wanted to do. Damn it. This is riveting radio, isn't it? Wow, 3.5 years. This week is the 3.5 year. And I think I did one Actually, you know what I did? I did the Captain Clegg, Jesse Dayton interview. I did two in a week because I did my regular show, and then I did a show where I interviewed Captain Clegg. How about that? So, yeah, 3.5 years I've been doing this. One show a week for 3.5 years. Holy smokes. I'm hoping next week I don't break the streak. I don't think I will, but I know the corporate sent me an email and said I need to get it in early because corporate is shutting down. I used, because like right now it's Saturday night and it's getting late and my show comes out Sunday. So next week I can't do that. I have to have it in super early because corporate decided to go to Maui or some such. And I got so much on my phone. I hope I can get a show out. I would hate to, man, if I break a streak because the corporate goes to Hawaii, I'll be pissed because it's their fault, not mine. I'll get a show out one way or another. Something's going to happen next week. So stick around. Stay tuned. Here is the Boneyard Brawlers doing Sleepless. I hope to see you next week.
In the state of Missouri, it's a felony to strike a bartender, all right?
We're over. You hear me? Over. O-V-E-R. Over.